Here's a bit more about the experience of who we call Paul. When this is where I've got to so far, trying to explain the unexplainable, is when the sense of self weakens, starts to disappear, dissipate, a strong sense of self and a feeling of blending and moving around, and when meeting someone, instead of there's an absolute me and an absolute them, the empathy becomes so strong that in a way it's hard to define who's one and who's the other. It all becomes so blended. When this happens, there's a feeling of we don't actually have the free will we think we have. It's as though life happens. And if we're present with the moment and with what is happening, it seems to flow. If we're a person seeing things a way that we've been programmed to see the way things are, then it's as though nothing out there is ever quite right. But when all that dissolves somewhat, it's as though everything is just right. Oh yes, this, that. There's a melting, a blending, and with that, there's this feeling that, now I know to the mind, this may not connect, but everything is perfect. If we're just here now, it's perfect. And if we don't hold on to anything, it keeps moving and blending and flowing. And so do we, and so does everything. And with that becomes a sense of, and then again, there's no real word, let's say fulfillment. You feel fulfilled. Another word is you feel good. And it's not a good that's opposite of bad. It's delightful. And my description at the moment is loving, caring, light, playful, sweet.